topic to speak about the Gemara in the Be'ezara. Then ein odem loymed ella v'mokim shalibei chavetz. The Chavetz Chaim in Vira Halacha quotes that in Hilchas Erev Tisha B'av. Erev Tisha B'av Shecholius for Shabbos, the Ramar writes that one shouldn't learn Pirkei Avos that Shabbos. So that Vira Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim says there that he thinks we should pass him differently because Erev Tisha B'av, and he, not Tisha B'av itself. He sees that they're in Shabbos, and he sees that many Talmid Chachamim are misrashim. They don't learn. Why? Because even though there's so much that's mutter to learn, you can learn Yirmiyo, you can learn Hanizokin, you can learn Eid Megalchin, you can learn Eicha. He says, but you see that to ask, even to ask a Talmid Chacham, to learn something she'ein libei chafetz is heavy that tsar loy. It's interesting lashon. He says, and he says, the gam ani nimne yimar. He says, I the Chavetz Chaim, I'm one of those people that I can only apply myself if it's a place where I'm curious. It resonates. Nimshach says a gemara in about the zara. Ein odom loymin elo mokim shel libei chafetz. So the Chavetz Chaim writes in the Sefer Shem Olam, says the pasuk, "Im tevakshenu kakesef, uchemat moedim tichvesena." Good for that. The end of the pasuk is "Oz yiras Hashem." Mishle. Isn't the end of the pasuk? So. It says that there are two ways that one can seek something. If Tevakshenu Kakosev, says a businessman wants to make money, so he goes to business, he goes to work, opens a store. But he says if on any given day it's not looking so good, he doesn't have schoyrit to sell on a certain day, or there's no traffic on that day, it looks like it's not going to be a good day for business. All right, so he closes and goes home and says, tomorrow will be another day. Right, that's im tevakshenu kakosev. Person who sets out to learn, things that are good, a good chamusa, he's a good shir, a good rebbe, a good gemara, a good seed, some mechule, all right. But if segeitnish doesn't go on a certain day, so tomorrow's another day. He says, but there's another level, chilmat moidim techapsena, he says, if a father, al eris the boy, if a father, when he's about to leave this world, he tells his kids, my life savings I've saved for you, and I put it away, and he gives them an exact Rachel Bitcha Ktana place where the treasure is, buried someplace. So then, the kids, maybe they'll wait after the Shiva, we'll see, but then they're going to head out. And they'll take directions, and they'll all go together, and they'll start digging, and they'll start looking. And if it doesn't go, they'll keep on, right? If there's chemat moin dechapseno, if you know there's a treasure there, you know there's something hidden there, so if it's a bad day, difficult day, they don't knock off. Keep on going. So Chavetz Chaim says, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us when it comes to Torah. But he says, everybody within Torah has two, there are two parts to our relationship with Divrei Torah. There are the entirety of Torah that we have to accomplish over time, and there are the Sidrei Limud, which may not be to our curiosity, our liking, it could be whatever, Chazal say, Shnayim Mikra Targum, we have to do Halacha, we have to accomplish. But then there's a Chelek of Torah that specifically resonates with every individual. Of course, the Vilna Goyin says that. The Vilna Goyin writes, Chavetz Chaim says, the Vilna Goyin says that the Bishas Matan Torah, so every Jew received a chelek in learning that is connected to that person. Exactly what he means, I'm not sure. It means that that's an area where the person can be machadish. Does it mean that that's an area where a person feels he's inspired? Does it mean that that's an area where a person feels happy, curious, intrigued? I don't know. But that, he says, that's pshat in v'sein chalkeinu b'ser esecha. V'sein chalkeinu b'ser esecha. Often thought the pshat was Yivetzon shivane beis ha-migdash v'sein chalkeinu b'ser esecha. What's the connection? So often thought it means that v'shas binyan beis ha-migdash, so we get accustomed to the idea that every person has their own chalik. Koinim, their own chalik. Levim, some are shayrim, some are mesherim. They have their chelik. Yisraelim, have amodos. Shvatim, each one has their own place. Every place has their own parnasa, has their own mission. So, when you don't have a base of mikdash, it's hard for us to appreciate the idea that Klal Yisrael, there are different people, different kinds of people, different parts of Torah, people connect to different parts of Torah. It's hard for us to appreciate. Well, we don't. Hard for us to organize this a little. But, and that's Levi's the way we found it. Zman Beis HaMikdash, we will appreciate much better that people have different roles, different goals, different ambitions. So in that context, that atmosphere, that environment, Sein Chalkeinu B'Ser Esech. Right. But the Chavetz Chaim says that the Vilna Gaon says that everybody has their own chelek. So then the Chavetz Chaim says, but how does a person figure out his chelek? He says, that's pshat, ein odom loymin ela masha el mamok mishlim chofetz. He says, a person figures out their chelek when they feel they're learning it and they connect with the learning. And people feel they connect with the one parasha, one sefer. The Marashar writes, it says twice in the Gemara, ein odom loymin ela bamakoim and ela mimakoim. So Moshe writes, because one is Torah, substance, and the other is which Rebbe connects with, which Sefer connects with. Moshe puts Sefer in the first, but Maneinu Onu, often the Svarma like Rebbe. So the Chavetz Chaim says, when a person is particularly connected or inspired by a certain chelik, that's how he knows that's his chelik. But then he says, "That's chemat moina." It doesn't mean that it opens up the sefer, the first page. Oh, doesn't go next sefer. Right? You go to the Sfarim sale. It's that every day, trying to find, browsing around like Barnes and Noble to figure out which sefer connects. No, chemat moina is chafsana. That chelek, that a person that is uniquely yours, one finds that after one invests, and one. But I know there's a treasure out there. I know there's a place that connects. I have to work at it, I have to find it. It's not going to be, the Neil asked me a few months ago. He says that a person may feel, that happens if at your age you feel, I found it already, I found it certain safe, that's it. So I'm not so sure that at a very young age of learning one can already say, this is my matzmai. A person can say after several years of investing myself in a certain area of Limud, to say this goes, this doesn't go. We thought that's important. Divrei service. Chemat moin v'chafsena is a Kadosh Baruch Hu for the matmin of Torah. Sein chalkeinu b'ser esecha. L'chorin that's pshat in v'harevna. V'harevna is the not the. It's also good to chazer for time, but the v'harevna we got it from the davening every morning. V'harevna, it's the only time that I can think of, right? It's always damaging to say it's the only time. But that I can think of, it's the only time that we have a tefillah that Chazal gave us to mispalo that a mitzvah, we should like a mitzvah. Right? We do tefillin every day. We don't say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, make us enjoy tefillin. Right? Tzitzis, I'm sure all the time. Right? We don't say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no tefillah like that. When it comes to learning, V'arbev Nashem Elokeinu, learning is so much more aggravating than the tzitzis on a hot summer day. It's also not so good shema, right? So Torah is, it could be the Torah is one of the most demanding and most all-embracing mitzvahs. Could be. Maybe that's pshat v'harevna. Right? Could be that it's the requirements of learning are not everybody's cup of tea, so a person has to ask v'harevna. But I was wondering when the shadows are falling, I read the Kadosh Baruch, help me find the matmoy. Help me find the mokim shaliv v'chafetz. Help me find where I'm going to connect, where my chelik is. Because I have a chelik out there. Good. I was like, if we can say a ha'or from chavetz chayim, it's good. Good. So now, where are we holding over here? So we have very often at the end of the parak, Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, lighten up a little bit. So it's not quite, the next thing's a little bit tough, but we're getting there. So so we worked hard on Kanas, so now a little bit of a lighter shear. So the sugya ubeinkach mishamtinen le adem esalek hezeka. So beinkach ubeinkach, whether we're taking him down to Eretz Yisrael or not. Beinkach ubeinkach. Beizen is mishamtinen le. Take this mazik, put him into cheirem, nidoi, adem esalek hezeka, till he gets rid of this crazy dog, of this crazy cat. And what is this based on? This Hayra, then Mishamtin, the Bezdin does this Chayrim. What's it based on? Vidram Nosan, with the Tanoim, Abraisa. Rabbi Nosan Oimer, me nine Shalom Yigdal Odom Kelev Ra, Bisaych Bezai, right? A good dog is okay, but a Kelev Ra, me nine that it's osir to raise, to hold, to house a Kelev Ra, Bisaych Bezai, and me nine shall yamid odom shasulam ruum esach vesa. Your person has a bad, a shaky ladder. So he's not supposed to say, I'll remember, no one else is ever going to take it, I'll put it in the back of the shed. He's supposed to say, lo yamid. You have to get rid of it. Talmud loimar, apostle in chumish, lo yisosim domim bivesecha. Right, pasuk says, "Kisiv nevayis chodesh, v'yosisa makile gagecha." Mitzvah. Then, if you have a flat roof in around your house, the mitzvah of mak. You have a fancy house, Baruch Hashem, a nice house, and the architect decided to make a landing on the second floor, and had to decide between a chandelier or a landing. So he chose a landing. But the landing is, and you access the landing. And it's more than dalad al dalad. You have a deck at the back of your house. And it's more than dalad al dalad. And mitzvahs I say to make a makah. Rambam writes, Shechonah says, with the bracha. V'sisa makah legagecha b'zman ha-gemara. B'zman ha-tanach. They used to have flat roofs. So they used to work on the roofs. You have to have a makah for the roof. V'loi sosim domen v'secha. Ki yipol anov. And you should not become responsible for somebody dying. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Nosson said, "Lo yisosim damim b'veisechom." All right. So what is Rabbi Nosson's chiddush? He probably didn't say the Omar Kro. The Gemara said Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson machadish something over here. Rabbi Nosson just he's not teaching chumash. No, it's not one of the devarim. Seventh grade, eighth grade. He's not. Rabbi Nosson, so what's Pshat? No, go ahead.
He's saying it's not a function of Dina Hezek. It's a Loza thing.
It's not, okay, so it's not that I learn.
Meaning Hezek is all up to you. The Torah tells you, do whatever you want, but you're going to be responsible in X and Y situations. He's saying this is not that, there's a necessary here.
Okay, so it could be the other way around. It could be that Rabbi Nosson is explaining to us that Hezek is not just compensation, but there is an Iser involved in being machzik a mazik. Right? One could say hezek is facts of life. Right? You do things. There are risks. There are risks in crossing the street. There isn't anything, and the liabilities. Be sure you're ready to pay. You own a shore. Make sure you have an insurance policy. Right? You own a shore. Make sure that you have money in the bank to cover for hezek. So Rabbi Nosson is saying, no, that lo yigdal odam kelev rab b'sech beisay. Right now, do you agree with what Dovi said? And Pshat Rabbi Nosson.
Was
that?
Isn't that Tosfos?
Isn't that Tosfos? What do you mean?
Tosfos. Here, I think it's on
Membalov.
Yeah.
Where he says the
finish of Rabbi Lazar. So before we get to Rabbi Lazar. Let's just focus first on Tesvam and Beis Minasa. Is that the uptake of Minasa?
That's a riot. That is the point of Minasa. Tos is saying that this is the point of Rebbe
Eliezer. Hold on for a second. Hold on just one second. Okay? From this sugya over here. From Rabbi Nosson over here, we're saying what Eli's saying is correct. From Rabbi Nosson over here, from the nusach of Rabbi Nosson himself, is there an Easter to have a shore which may gore? No, what do you say?
What?
Tam. Probably not. All right? So l'chora, we are going to distinguish between there will be certain times in the chiyuv tashlumin, and then there'll be certain times in the zinisur. Kelev rabbi sech beisa, right? In other words, before this dog went on, went after the sheep. So no problem. Beisin didn't say get rid of the dog because maybe it's going to. I bought a shore, right? They didn't follow. It's not like the NRA. I bought a shore. Not that the government came after me and said make sure you have a shore. Make sure you have a license in him and those guys with a shore. No, a guy has a shore. But apparently, kelevra, if this animal already did something damaged, sulum ro'ua. Right? The sulum already is shaky. It's not. So then there's an iser of leisosin b'mveisecha. So we would conclude from a vinosin on its own. Before you get to Membavim and Aleph, right? We would conclude that there are different kinds of Mammon. When you call this came up, and there are those that come with a very, very low probability of doing Hezek, and those Heter Gomer, just make sure that you can pay if they have the liability. And then there are those with a high probability of Hezek, and those you have to get rid of. All right? That would be an Easter. Leisosin dam veisecha. Can't hold on to them. What else is Rabbi Nosson Macharish? No, what do you say?
I think he's giving background to Beisdin's theorem, the Shantino, because within Rabbi Nosson will be only until he's misalik.
So the Mishamtinon, that's the Raisa, the Rabbanon, that's the Hanhagas Basin. Where are you putting that, Daniel?
Rabbi said that this is because of Losan Aldam Reacha?
I didn't say that, no. Sosan Dom Yisecha, Sosan Dom Yisecha. No, go ahead. Did I say it? If you did, it was slipped. All right. Go ahead, Mordechai.
What do you mean, Nelson is saying not only you have to maybe fix something that already exists, but something you can't keep something in your. The case of the Gog, if I just read the Pasuk, I would think, oh, as long as I do something to that exact object, like I may fix
it. So you've got a Shmira, all right? So Rav Nosson is not giving you the option of watching over the animal, right? He's not saying, Al Yam, he doesn't even say fix it, it's a new lady. He's not saying, rein in this dog, do a makeh for the dog. Le yigdal odom kelev rabbi sech veisai, al yitosim domen veisecha, mishamtinon le, ad misalek ezeka. What's Masalik Hezeka? Watching over it, giving it a good Shemira? Or is Masalik Hezeka killing it?
Rashi says
in this case killing it, right? Masalik Hezeka. So Rabbi Nosson, when we finish with Rabbi Nosson, so we know the Chiddush, right? Chiddush number one is that there is an Isur Deiraisa in having a Mazik B'Sech Beisi, even though that Mazik Pashtus Hasugya hasn't hurt any person. That Mazik hurt some other property. Right? Pashtus. Leisosim Domim Veisecha. It's a Chiddush. Leisosim Domim Veisecha is L'chaira hurting, killing somebody. So Rabbi Nosson said from Leisosim Veisecha, I learn that I can't have a Mazik in my house. L'chaira. You know what he said, Yoni?
What defines
a mazik? Correct. Mari Kat says, "What defines a mazik?" Sakon is a fascist. Mari Kat says, "How can it's muchrach?" It says, "I'll toss somebody's elch." He's quoting a pasuk of Sakon is a fascist, right? So that's not the story. The story was that he killed a sheep. But again, from Rabbi Nosson himself, first we learn Leisosim Sam Vesecha is that from here a person cannot hold on to a mazik. That's number one. And then, based on that, Beis Din now is going to be koyfer to keep this, to keep, that the person should not be nichshol in this lav. Mem vavam and aleph. Rabbi Eliezer said, "Ein shmira ela b'saken." What was the context of Rabbi Eliezer? Gemara said, Gemara said the Mishnah, "Koshu ba olav and vayseru v'nol b'fon of koroi v'yotza v'hizik." He bought a shore. He followed the owner's manual. He locked up. He was supposed to get locked up. He did what he was supposed to do, right? He put on the right leash. He followed all the rules. Karoi, normal, right? The Yotzev Isaac. Animal broke out. Echot tam echot muad chayiv divrei meir. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, tam chayiv muad potter. Shendema v'loy shmenu ba'olav v'shomer huzeh. Right? It's strange of Yehuda. Very, very difficult sugya. I'm going to have to do the sugyas, but it's very difficult. So Rabbi Meir says that you gave it normal shmira, not good enough. You have to give it super shmira. Shmira mu'ula. Shmira pechus is not good enough. Rabbi Yehuda says, for a tam, you have to give shmira mu'ula. For a mu'ad, you have to give it basic shmira. Strange, didn't? You gave it shmira. And Veloza seems to say, no shmira works. Right? No shmira works. You're always going to be chayiv for the hezek of a mu'ar. Rashi, b'masnisin. Ein lo shmiru lemuad elasakin, v'afilu shmiru mu'ula, v'kol shechein haid de shmiru b'chusa, natre. M'shemochim yishalman koifer. There he goes on to the next gemara. So, it would seem from the Mishnah. It would seem from the Mishnah that there are the three machlokes. Rabbi Meir holds, I always have to give it a shmira mu'ula. Rabbi Yehuda holds, a mu'ad is good enough with the shmira pechusa. And Rabbi Eliezer says, there is no such thing as a good enough shmira. Right? The only good mu'ad is a dead mu'ad, right? Ein lo shmira ela b'saken. So Gemara says, "Omer Rabba, my time to Belozer." That's Belozer's reason, right? Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda, they all say, "I can do some kind of shmira." So what's considered to be a good enough shmira, right? Good. And Belozer says that there is no shmira that's going to be good. You'll always be chayiv. You can wrap this animal up, build walls around it. Domar kra v'loi yishmerena. Because the pasuk says, that oynoidek yishar naga chumit bol sholshom v'loi yishmerena ba'olav. So we learn pshat, if you did not watch over it. Right? The Gemara says that Rava learns pshat, shuv ein lo shmira. V'lo yishmerena, there is no way of watching this. Shor nagahu, v'lo yishmerena, don't think you can watch over it. So therefore get rid of it. You didn't get rid of it, you're going to have to pay. Omle abaye, elamayata, v'lo yichasena, it says, ish ki yiftach avi.
So
So if we follow Rava's reading, it should be, and there is no way to cover it. There is no way you're going to be able to make sure that no one falls into this. You're always going to be chayiv. The Gemara says that that's not the way we learn pshat. Shuvin lekisu v'chitei machanami. So maybe that's pshat. He says it's wrong. But Tana says, koski soker is good enough. Then you're potter. Elo omer abaye. Right? And the Rishonim say, elmer abaye is not that he's chaylik in Rava. This is the maskon of the sugya. It doesn't say omer abaye. Elo omer abaye, l'chor Rava's maskon. Hainu taimid de Rav Elozer ki detanyu Rabbi Nosson. Rav Elozer's din that you have to kill the muah, the shore, is not because of Allah Yishmerenu. It's Rabbi Nosson. That's what Eli was saying before. So what is the maskona of the sugya? What is Rabbi Eliezer saying? You have to kill every Muad, maybe every time. Right? V'lo yishmeren is a din, you have to give a shmira. Good. And Rav Ashi is saying, you'll always be chayiv. Why? Because there'll be nasan. Tazbirli, right? What's the Gemara saying? Rav Eliezer said, there is no good shmira over here. Right? V'aistachos, you're always going to be chayiv. Good. Gemara wants to know, where is Rabbi Eliezer coming from? That you'll always be chayav no matter what. There's no good shmira. Comes from Rav Nosson. Nosson says, you have leisosim dom veisecha. You have a mazik, get rid of the mazik. Okay? Now, how does that explain Rabbi Eliezer?
Is he not allowed to have it in the first place, of course?
Not allowed to have it, right? And therefore?
Therefore, any damage that it does, you're going to be responsible for, even if you change it up and everything. Because you weren't allowed to have it.
So, no matter what shmira you give it, all right?
Isn't the chiddush the opposite? Rav Elazar is not the chiddush.
What do you mean?
The Gemara gave us dina hezek, that you're responsible.
Right.
The fact that you could say there's such a thing as shmira that could get you out of hezek, that's the chiddush.
The fact the Torah says you're chayiv, right?
The fact that you're able to have a patur is the weird thing.
Yeah. Why is the onus on Rav Elazar? He's saying Torah said you're chayiv, chatzi for
tam and full for amud. But the Torah says leishmerena. Torah says leishmerena. So what does leishmerena mean? Lachar means if I didn't watch, but if I did watch it, I can be punished.
Isn't that the harder read?
Isn't that the harder read? What do you mean?
Harder to read it as Leish Marinu means there's no way to do Shmir on it.
That's a very hard read. Yeah. But what does it get you? So the easier read is you have to watch over, you don't watch over, then you're chayiv.
But it's also harder practically to say that no matter what you do, you did everything you could, you're still responsible for it. So
what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, Rabbi Eliezer says, put Leish Marinu on the side. There's another pasuk, Leisasa Dom Veisecha. Right? Gemara wants to know, why does Rabbi Eliezer say, kill the shore? Or better yet, he says, you're always going to become chayiv. Terebus says, Leish Merena. He said, there must be some point of Shmira. So then, what does Rabbi Eliezer do with Leish Merena? Melissa says, no, Leisos no Veisecha, Rav Nosson's Chiddush. Gotta get rid of this. Sounds like if I don't get rid of it, then what? I'm gonna become Chayiv. No Shmir in the world. So Tosfos, look at Eli's Tosfos, Tema, Mehai Taima Namer Leitiz Gebor Bekisui. So the Gemara says, if you read the Gemara rigorously, the Gemara says whatever works for Shor has to work for Bor. The reason we have a new pshat in Shor is because we need a new pshat in Bor, right? So if that's the case, so lo yichasena means that, lo chiso means that I have to always that even if I cover my bar, even if I give shmira to my shor, I'm still chayiv. And even if I give kisui to my bar, I'm still chayiv. So it could be, it could say, the bar is like the kanta tvei kishim mechaseo karoi mishor nagchon. You could say no, it's different. En achanami. You could say it so happens that shor does not have any shmira, the bar has shmira. Mara says the habiminu was that shmira and tashlumin are linked together, but the maskana is that I can be potter from tashlumin and still oiver nisur. Right? First day in Tosfos is that isur tashlumin have to go hand in hand, and then a chanami we're going to have to say sometimes you can take care of a mazik, and the way we'll learn pshat in Rabbi Nosson is there's an isur the halacha take care of your mazikim. There are certain mazikin you can never take care of, you gotta kill them. But other mazikin, you take care of it. Lay sauce and don't say, put a makah, make sure anything dangerous. You have a kelev ra, maybe that you can figure out a way of sedating it, making a kelev tov, maybe, right? But there's certain things you cannot rein it. But lechayre, the din of Rab Nosson is a din of doing shmira. Right? Mishamtinon, you have a kelev that said eating sheep, there's no way you can watch out of it. That's a crazed dog. What are you going to do with a crazed dog? Like a rabid dog. There's nothing you can do for it. But otherwise, you can take care, do your shmirit. Oid yeshleimar, that meikra, we first thought that we're talking about tashlumin. Rabbi Lezer is not talking about tashlumin. Rabbi Lezer says, tashlumin. That depends. May I do shmira or not? Tashlumin is leishmeno ba'olav. I'm talking about an iser. So it could turn out you could be potter because you did your job of watching over, but you still have to get rid of the dog. Still over the iser. Aval gabi iser ba'omo dos lekaimoi. The gabi bor namikla meba she'im shamri shmira mu'ulav hizik potter. It could be that when it comes to a boar, you're over the Easter, I guess, unless your mamish fill it up. But you're part of the shulman if you do a good covering. So what's Rav Nosson's din now, according to the second day of Tosfos? What's the 2 days in Tosfos of what Rav Nosson's din is? Go ahead, Moshe.
Rav Nosson says it's not that you're not guarding it. It's that you can't have it in your house. So you just sort of have it bomb in your house. But
even though I could do enough of a shmira to be potter in paying for it.
Then you wouldn't be chayav tashlumin, but you're still chayav, you're still iser.
No, interesting, that's Rav Nosson's pshat. The first pshat of Rav Nosson is shmira and tashlumin go hand in hand. And if the shmira and iser and tashlumin is all one parsha, I do my job, I'm not over these leisos no isecha, and I'm potter from paying, and not over an iserim. One mahalach. Mahalach number two. I have my insurance policy, I'm protecting all my neighbors, I have what to pay. Still over an Easter though. Because I shouldn't have it. Fascinating Rashi in this Gemara. The very last Rashi in the Perek. Look at this Rashi. Velozer. All right. Bimasnisan ain lay shmir lamu at elasakin. Bafilim is shmir ma'ula. and certainly anything less than a shmir ma'ula. Here's the Rashi. Shal Yigal Adam, the last Rashi in the parak. Hachan Nami, Hai Lo Yishmerena, Lo Yikayemena. What's Rashi saying? Hachan Nami, Hai Lo Yishmerena, Lo Yikayemena. No, go ahead, Moshe.
You can't guard it, you can't have it.
No, nope. I would say a little bit sharper. Lo yishun lo yikemenu. What's Rashi saying?
It means the meaning of lo
yishun lo yikemenu. Yeah, where's Rashi coming from? What pasuk? No, everybody should know this. What's that? Where does the Torah use the word shamar? It doesn't mean to guard. Ve'oviv shamar v'sadover. Ve'yosef. When Yosef, when Yaakov heard the chalomos, right? It says, "Aviv shamaris hadavar," and Rashi says he was waiting for them to be mukuyim. So Rashi says, "What's v'leish shemarenam? V'leish menuba olam means lo yekayimena. Don't watch over it. Don't wait for it to cause a hezek. You can't keep it. Look at what Rashi's saying." The Gemara opens up by saying, Umar Rabba, my timer, the Velozar, why did he say you have to kill the Muad? There's no way you can watch it. Abaya says, could not be. Because Lo Yechasena means you're not covering, not that you, that there is no covering that's good enough for it. Ella Omar Abaya. So Abaya responds by saying, Rabbi Elazar's time is Leisosim Dama Vesech. What happened to Leishman of Olav? So Tosva says Leishman of Olav means that if I don't watch over it, I'm chayiv to pay. But as I have another din of leisos no yisach, I have to kill it. I have the easer of having it. Rashi says that's not what the pshat in the sugi is. Abaye is teaching you pshat in leishmeren of olav. Leishmeren of olav means lo yekayimena. It's not a kasha lechasena. He didn't cover it. Leishmena means not I did not guard it. The Leishmena, and he should not be holding on to it. V'aviv shomar sadomer. And Easter, and there's an Easter, there aren't two dinim over here of chi of shmira and chi of, and I'm allowed to hold on to it. Of a chi of shmira. And even if I complete my chi of shmira, it's still usser. There isn't a din that I could be potter from paying and still be over. No, Leishmana means always what's Tosfos is grappling with. How can you say that if I give it shmira, I'm potter for paying and I'm still usser for having it? That's what Tosfos says. So Rashi says, no, it's all one din. Rabbi Nosson says, Leisosim Dom Vesechot is teaching you that Leishmena means you gotta get rid of it. Look at the Rajbo, become clearer. Hold on. The Rajbo. Listen, look at this Rajbo, become clearer. Rajbo says, Umistaber kirabli ezer de bebor nami bishrab isa la shaysay shalo yistemena me midas chasidus. Rashba says it's not required by din to get rid of the animal, to get rid of the boar. It's midas chasidus. Why does he say that? He says the same thing as Rashi, the Tosfos, that Rabbi Lezer began by thinking he's talking about Chivat Hashlumin. Omer Lezer Lenin Hashlumin Ivy. El Dvi Ikra, because we thought initially that it's all Labi Tashlumin. Veloimar Sha'afilo also Leishmira Mu'ula Chayiv B'Tashlumin. The way Tosfos concludes. V'ainu De'akshina V'yasa Kasha. And he says, "Umiyo b'shmir mu'ula iftar leimen atashlumin." Once you do a good shmira, you've done what you have to do. So getting rid of it, midas chasidus. That's beyond the call of din. All right. So again, question: what's Rav Nosson's din? Come back to our sugya. Hold on. Let's try to make it clear. Rav Nosson has a din. What's his din? Kelev rabbis echvesai, get rid of it. Sulam ra'uv, get rid of it. What is the chiddush of Rav Nosson now? That we would not know without Rav Nosson. How far is Rav Nosson's din? Loisosin dam veisachem. What's Rav Nosson's din? Go ahead.
It would be that despite the fact that you were in Potter, maybe the Rashba hasn't died from his
work. So one Shita in Tosfos is, Rav Nosson is saying, even if you are Potter from Tashlumen, you're giving it a good Shmira, Mechuyev to get rid of it. What's the other Pshat in Rav Nosson? What's the Rashba's Pshat in Rav Nosson? Rashi's Pshat Rav Nosson. Different ways. Good. Daniel.
The Rashi was simply saying that you can do a good Shmira, but it still needs to get rid of it.
Correct. Rabbi Shabbat's approach is you're mechuyev to make sure that you don't have a mazik in your property. If it means giving it a great Shmira, you're good. You're done. Right? But there is no, if you've done a good Shmira, you can have a Midas Chasidus, right? Peter will be upset with you. The Midas Chasidus, to get rid of an animal and you couldn't watch over it? No, you have to.
So
the censorship problem. But you could say such a thing. So, we'll keep it between us. Hold on a second. Just to be clear. All right? There are two Mahalchim over here. The Mahalch that we are comfortable with, and the Mechudish Mahalach. Alright? What's the Mahalach that we are comfortable with? No? Was that? The Rajba. Right? We like the Rajba. Right? Why the Rajba?
It's harder to say that we're separating the Isser.
Correct. Alright? So again, but say it in a positive way. Why is the Rajba resonant with us?
Easier to say that the Isser and the Chiyuv Shmira go hand in hand.
What's the Leisos Noveisecha? The Rajbo is a beautiful shir in of itself, right? The Rajbo says there's a din leisosna meisecha. You can't have it damaging. That means make sure your property's safe. Make a marka, right? What happens if you have a shoritam? Give it shmir p'chusa machlekes. A sharmuwan, another machlekes. Give it shmira. You give it good shmira. Why should you be chayiv to pay anything? Pasuk v'loy shmira ba'olav. You didn't give it a good shmira. Have to pay, right? If you cannot have something that is damaging, you're holding on to something that's a mazik. The Dovi began the shear, so then you have to pay. But it's not a mazik. No, why are you paying? Hezek, Tashulman, Chiv Tashulman, Vasachas, Mamishni, Shir Hakdamav, the whole Mesechta, right? Iser, Tashulman, it's all laid out of here. Adkarei Kata, the Rajbo says, Lo Yitachain. That I do a good shmira and there's something else required of me. Not in Tashlumin. Either Gemara says not so. Midas Chasidus. Lefnim mi shuras hadin. I'm going to be such a non-risk taker. I'm going to be such a conservative, concerned person for the health of the people. The dog went crazy once. Out. Right? My shor damaged 3 different shvarim. Done. His meat. Right? The glue factory. He's done. So that's already a minus chasidus. I'm taking care of people. I'm doing nice. I want to have... But according to Rabbi Nosson, but if I'm given it a good shmira, what will be the din according to Rabbi Nosson if I put up a sign? I have a dog that ate the imram, and I put up a sign. Beware, right? Crazy dog inside, right? I put up a history. I put a picture up of the sheep that he make it easy for everybody. Right? A sign, not even words. And I put up a sign, this dog did this, right? And he's inside. No. What would you say? What would Nelson say? So I'm not sure if that's a good shmir or not. I don't know.
If you also have the doors locked, you would be inside.
So I'm not sure. I'm that might be the chiddush of Nelson. It might be maka. Can one say difficult ledge coming up? Right? I'm not sure. Could be Rabbi Nosson's chiddush is that's not good enough. That might not be. I'm not sure. I haven't found in Shulchan Aruch, that says a sign is good enough. Right? There is a Gemara by Orla. If a person has an Orla field, it's a machlokes whether a sign is good enough. So we paskin a sign is good enough. Why? Because the guy wants to do eat Orla sign. But I don't know. I don't remember seeing a sign as good as. So it could be that's from Nosson's din. That I have to do a good shmir. I have to make sure that this animal is contained. That I have to bivasi. So that's the shita that is easy for us to understand, right? Everything fits in nicely. Correct? What's pshat in our sugya now? Our sugya is, what's the chiddush of our sugya? Mishamtinon lei. I mean, Nosson says that you have to contain this mazik and get rid of this mazik. So mishamtina lei, the chiddush of our sugya is that if the dog went crazy, so then gotta get rid of it. But right, the Rashi says, knock it off. And we will put pressure on him to do so. That we're not going to let him. Could be like the Mari Kat says, hey yois, the lashon of the Rosh. Hey, yois, this little dog took on this huge sheep, saying this, we don't know what he's going to take on. He'll take on a person next. Right? What's the second pshat in Tosfos? The Oid Yesh Loimar? What's the Rashi L'chorva saying when the Rashi says, lo yishmerena means lo yikaimena? What's the sheet that the Rashba is rejecting? The Shita which doesn't sit well with us. Tosfos says, Din echad legabe shmira v'tashlumin. I can give it shmira, and I'm not chayv to pay. But I'm over an Iser. Every moment I have this dog in my house, I'm over an Iser. And I have to get rid of that Iser. Right? Lo yishmerena means I'm not chayv to pay. But it's a strange din. One pasuk says in Mishpatim, you had to pay for it. It doesn't tell us to get rid of it. Then you get to Kiseitse, and it says, that animal that you're, that expensive wood you have, what are you doing with it? It's a difficult pshat, no? But that's what Tosfos says. Let's look at our Rosh now. Is that here? Okay. The Rosh, the end of Simon Chav. Hold on, you know. End of Simon Chav. Benkach u'benkach misham tinalei. L'char means whether we go to Eretz Yisrael or not. L'char means there's no mechil over here. Even if the Nizik says, you know what, it's not worth going to Eretz Yisrael. By the time I pay for the trip, expenses, I haven't anything left anyways. Benkach u benkach. Even if the nizik is not pressing, mishamtinale. In other words, it's not that the nizik gets to drive this parsha over here. Do I feel endangered or not? Right? It's not part of the suit against the mazik. This is based then. Benkach u benkach. Ad mesalek azekam midi rabbi nosan lechayra mashma de koya kalba de ochel imri rabbevei afilu pam achas de kokori le mishuna mishan chatzin nesek de tema. And now the Rosh says, "Im kein sharamu adechim mishkachas lei kevin nishamtim from Rishona." The Rosh said, "The Rosh asks, how is there ever going to be a muad? Because the moment that the my shore does a strange thing and acts like the kelev shachal imra, because we're talking about a sugi chasin nezek, it's all about palganizka, it's all about kinasa, right? It's all about the davar mishuna." So my short time is the davar mishuna, and if so, the halacha is going to be like sausin davar vesecha. Had to get rid of it. V'doychek loymar, and it's very hard to say the kovel alei shamta de rabbanon, that the entire pasuk is talking about that. Enachanami, the rabbis are telling me that I don't get rid of my short, I'm going to be in chayrim. Hard to say that every time a short time is mazik, so the rabbis come out and put me in chayrim, and I say, fine, I'll daven bichidus, so I don't get aliyahs, no mishaberas, but I have to run my business, and I have to have a short time. It's doichik to say that, even though they rise at Rabbanan. Yesh loymar, the Torah says, afagav de kori le mishun and medami le keren, shinu yagodol mishinu de keren, shu nilcham and misha godol mimenu, avol shor ba oire tam, loy misham tinalei. Since Rosh says, no. A crazy dog that takes on a sheep, that's a dangerous dog. Like maybe like Maritz Katz. We don't know what's going to happen next. That's a huge thing. That's a big shinui. So you have a rabid dog, you have a crazy cat, so then you got rid of it. But you have a short time. It does another shvarim do, and it gores. No, you get a few times. But if the shor becomes a shor muad, then you put him in chayrim. Then you get rid of it. Every shum, the whole din of shor muad, according to the Rosh, all of those dafim in the end of the fourth parak and then the third parak, that's a one-time deal. Because the moment he becomes a shor muad, he pays, and then the glue factory get rid of it, right? But that's one shot. A rabid dog, a crazy dog, get rid of it right away. Alright? Inami. Right? Muad lebehemo loy misham tinalei. Came with him hizik mishalim, nezer shalim aliyah. Or, muad lebehemo. It's just damaging other animals. We don't put him in a chayrim. Yeah, but kelev that's killing sheep. So that's already a frightening thing. But this animal has proven itself, it's only going to hit other animals. This animal has shown us. He gets upset, he's angry, gets hot, gets frustrated, goes after the animal, doesn't go after anything else. No. Get a good insurance policy. No fault insurance. You got to pay. Hizik, mishalim. Minal aliyah. Full compensation. All right? What are the 2 days of this rush? Rush is 2 days of here. Let's not talk about the position that he discarded by saying, doesn't really, v'deichik loymar. So what are the two pshatim? Shot number one is, depends how strange this hezek is. But in a chanami, once an animal becomes a muad, gotta get rid of it. Second shot is, no, just pay for it. You don't have to get rid of it. No? As long as you're willing to pay for it, it's okay. Give it a good shmira. Give it a good shmira. And it's a problem, you pay for it. All right? First day is, when it becomes a muad, first time you pay for it, but then it's out. Right? No? What are the 2 days in the rush? Second day is, it's not so terrible, it's going after other shvarim, a little hezek moment over here, Marvin Achasim, Marvin Daiga, it's a Mishnah. All right, so you watch more, I watch more. End up in Basin, you pay a little bit. We work it out together. Alright? What's Loisosun Damim Vesecha? Maybe a crazy, crazy dog. Go ahead, Zev.
So it seems like according to the second answer, that the Shmira and Isser are related. So if you do not Shmira, then
okay, and the first day, yeah?
The first person said they're separate. If you didn't do the Shmira, if it's still going to be something that's damaging.
Good, good. So now, because it's getting late, let's try to be Magda the Tushik. So, right, so now we've pointed out that clearly in Daf Mem Vav, we start with Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis and have a Din Arab Nasan, right? The Rabbi Nasan is applied very, very locally in our sugya. It's applied to a crazy dog, according to Rabbi Katz. It's applied to a Sokas Nefoshes. We don't discuss Tashlumen, not Tashlumen. Guys paid for it already, and get rid of it. Good. Now, however, then, as Eli pointed out, Rabbi Nasan pops up in Daf Mamad Aleph. In Memvomo and Alvi pops up in a mainstream situation. Not a crazy dog, not a deranged cat. We're talking about a regular shor. A little bit out of the box because it's because they're not supposed to do Karen all the time. All right. But it's a Mu'ud apostle. So then we conclude that Memvomo and Alev, and then to point out that there's a machlokes we've shown him, whether Rabbi Nosson's din of Leisosim Damim Veisecha, does that teach us that watch over your property, give it a good shmira, take care of it, and if you don't take good care of it, there's a parsha all the back of Mishpatim that says Lishmirana, gotta pay. You don't take care of it, you're over an Iser. Do take care of it, no Iser. So if Nasan is in our sugya says that there are times you finish up the sugya on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and you'd say Midas Chasidah. Sometimes the Midas Chasidah get rid of the Shor Mulek. Our sugya says that the Beis Din held in this case maybe not a Midas Chasidah. We got to do it. Maybe Mari Katz because the Sakonis Nefoshes. But B'derech Klal, you have a Mazik. You watch the Hezek. Leisosim Domim Veisecha Shmira. Iser, Avavazachas. Second shita is there is a requirement of doing shmirah, but loishman of olav. Right, there is a requirement. However, there's another pshat loishman of olav. Don't keep this mood around. Not a midas chasidus, an iser. There is a tais that spells out clearly that you could do all the shmirah in the world and you'll be potter, but you have an iser. Two parshas. There's a parsha of your obligation to compensate, and there's a parsha of your obligation to other people's property. So your compensation, you can, if you do good shmir, you're not have to compensate. However, your obligation to somebody else's property is higher than that. Right? Then we look back to our sugi, and we say, oh, those two shitas, which are so clearly represented by Tais and Rajva, they're 2 days in our rush. That's the machleik is in our rush. This is the Ayyid Shalema. What's the Hezbra Dover? So Yaakov said it's easy to explain the Shita, the Rajbam, and the first day and the second day of the first day of our Tais, of our rush. Right? Good. Two parshas, hand in hand. Lishmirena, your obligation. You do your obligation, Potter. Don't your obligation, Rechayim. First year in Bava Kama. What's the Easter? What's the Easter of Hezek? You're over the Easter, Chayav Tashlumen. You do your Shmir, not over the Easter. Gladly. What's the second Shita? What's the second Shita? I have a Chayav Tashlumen. I have a Chayav Shmir, Chayav Tashlumen. Don't do Shmir, don't do Tashlumen. Right? Think for a moment, by the way, that the Rajba L'chayra, the Rajba Tosis may be Tutstadim and the Chakir of Bava Kama. With this moment with the Shmira. Because the Rashba says, Lo Yitochen, you're going to pay if you've done your Shmira. Can't be. L'chari, the Rashba is saying, the Shmira is a Machai. L'chari. Teisva says, no, it could be. Could be. Could be. Okay, so let's get back on track. So now we have a Ashita. Rabbi Nosson says, Lo Yisosun Dom Beisecha. Not a Midas Chasidus. Hey, what's Hezbra Dover? I've taken care of my neighbors. I've done what I'm supposed to do. Haraya. If he damages, I go to Kodesh Beis Din. I bring all my receipts. I show him that I put in these fences, electric fences with lights, with sirens, v'chulei v'chulei. I had to know I had a genius of a dog that he's able to get through. I'm still ever an Isser though. Mahav le mevad. Deizn lo patim me. No, what's the second sheet? Think not Peter. What's the second sheet? No? What's he saying? Leisas na v'isecha. Kel levav v'sech v'ese. Shulim ruah also. Apparently there's a machlekes over here. What is pshat in leisasim dam v'isecha? Is pshat that I have to keep everybody safe? And it could be like Zeb says, it could be, I'm not sure, that I put up a sign, put up a cone, that's the yeshivish way of taking care of a hezek, put up a cone, two cones, right? Where you get the cone, doesn't matter. But it's as long as they have a cone, I'm done, I'm good, right? Don't have to shovel anything. But that is one shot. But apparently, the Taisha says, no, that's not what Reb Nosson is saying, that's what Reb Lozer is saying. They're saying there's a, if something, once there is a mazik, this animal's a mazik, he's done. He's not shy to be in this world anymore. I have to watch out to make sure that I don't have that my neighbor doesn't get damaged. I have to do a shmira. But the world isn't such that there should be an animal that's a mazik and I have to do shmira. He's a mazik. He's lost his schus. He doesn't belong in the world. Moshel, a moshel. Mam shit's a moshel, don't take me too seriously. A moshel, the Rambam sheet of Mesachik Bekuvia. Right? Why is the Mesachik possible for Eidos? So one sheet is because it's Gezel. What's the other sheet? Right, and in Isaac be Yeshuvah Shal Oilam. I have an activity. Right? It's not a person, an activity. So one sheet is the activity is a mice. The other activity is it doesn't belong. Doesn't belong in this world. Because then Isaac Yeshuvah Shal Oilam. It's purposeless. So he makes his whole parnasa from something that doesn't belong. You see, he doesn't belong as an aid. He can't fully participate. So l'chayre, that's the machlekes over here. No, machlekes. What's pshat in leisos and veisecha? Is a pshat? I have to shmira, watch out over people. That's one mahalach. That's not what we're learning until now. That's the Rashba. Anything more is min chasidus, or is leisos a different din? Of course, the gabe shmira tashlum and all it goes hand in hand. This is a different din, and that is I have to look at this mazik and I say a mazik. It's not shaykh. That's shaykh that I'm going to give it a shmira. Give me a shmira. This dog killed a lamb, so I'm going to now spend my time, more money, more effort giving it a shmira. What am I doing a shmira for over here? It doesn't belong anymore. Not shy. It doesn't have a mokim and have a mazik. It's like a musa de gavard. Have a mazik. It's going to hurt people. It's going to hurt other people. So that's the din of Rabbi Nosson according to the Vali Tos in the Moment Aleph, according to when she does the Rosh. All right. So now look carefully. Go through the Rambam and the since Kamen Shigan Lekach. The Rambam they pointed out and look at the Minchas Chinuch. A little bit more, a little bit of vitamin chaschinuch. It also shows how our sugyan is also a sugya put in the marmal kavis. Daf tzadi. We'll do tomorrow to show. Okay, good. We'll go weiter next to understand a little bit deeper how the Rambam and Shatan Lesoth and Reset.
Mincha here, that's possible to shatter.